Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new series to watch, maybe while in that new bed, movie to go to, podcast to listen to, Spin's Katie Gallagher is with me in studio with everything you don't want to miss this week. How's things?
All good, how are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm sure you were tuned into this last night.
Your hair is insane as well.
Do you actually like
it? Is that dyed? Don't lie.
Obviously it's dyed.
Is it?
Do you think it's natural?
Yeah.
You think I'm a blonde?
I thought you was a natural goddess.
No. I wish.
No.
No, I usually have...
Do you dye it?
Yeah.
Love that. Your hair is insane.
Oh, I can't. Oh. So that Love Island is back.
Yeah.
If you don't know, how do you not know? And that's our Irish lad, Sean Fitzgerald is on. And he is already a very hot commodity in there. You could hear there, that's Robin. He's not coupled up with Robin, but she is mad for him. And you should have heard the one-liners that he was coming out with yesterday that she could not fathom. He was there like, you're a spoofer. She's like, a what? A what? And she's a pure Skice. He's Galway to the core.
Yeah.
So brilliant. Yeah, so it's back. 12 new Islanders are in. It's back with a bang. They kind of did a new format, which I liked. So usually in Love Island, when you come in the first day, they're lined up, the 12 of them, six girls, six boys in their bikinis. It's the light of day. And they're just told to pick somebody kind of on the spot just by looking at them across the room. Last night, what they did was kind of like Big Brother style, where they sent them in and they were just mingling in the kitchen and they kind of to be in chit-chatting to each other. They got to know each other a bit. They got to have the little bits of chats. And then Maya Jama came in and they did their coupling up, and they kind of had to organise it amongst themselves. It had to be kind of very... Do you know, like, oh, do you mind if I take her? No, I'd like her too.
I'm not a Love Island fan, right? And I've told you this before. However, because of Sean, Fitzy, as he's calling himself now. I saw a lot of people talking about that online, why he was calling himself Fitzy. I did watch some of it last night and watch some of the clips. Like, I just find it utter cringe, you know. Like,
well, it is.
I just fight. I can't. But because of him, I wanted to watch a little bit of it. And I mean, by all accounts online today, he's getting glowing reviews for his performance.
He is. And you know what? He is. He's, you know, he's off the pitch, but he's playing the field in there and it looks like he's doing well. It looks like he's doing well. And you know what? It could be a great summer for him. Better, and, you know, maybe better than all we were going to do. So he is already, as I say, very popular. People are loving him. He went in with this blonde hair.
Yeah.
Obviously not a natural, as you can tell there, but he's doing well. You know, the cast seem good. There's a detective in there. It's not like, I know, you know, people go in and it is what it is now. We know they're going in for what they want, the bit of fame, and they want the bit of the following and all of that. But some of them now, sometimes I think it's going back around where some of them actually do kind of want a connection and love, and there's some older ones in there. Some of them now are the typical Love Islanders, you can assume, and the proper kind of geezers, and they're,
yeah,
you
know, he's a primary school teacher.
But he's a primary school
teacher. And they were
teacher,
very impressed by
footballer,
that.
And they were, that's the thing. And maybe he will, and you know what, I just even love hearing the slang and him. Yeah. Coming out with stuff, and I'm like, that is not going to land. They have no idea what you're saying, but it's brilliant. And I love to hear the accent, and I love to see him doing well, because sometimes when the Irish go in, they kind of get lost in the mix. They just don't really, whereas straight away, people were eyes on the prize for him.
Yeah.
And so hopefully he does, you know, he does well. Some rumours for other Irish people have gone in, so hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll see a few more. But it's looking good, and two new bombshells come in at the end, and they have to put two people out tonight. So, do you know, we'll see.
Yeah, you'll be tuned
you'll
into
be hooked,
that.
You'll be hooked.
If you're like me and you're looking for something else to watch, this is your movie recommendation.
Whatever happened to the Redfellow family fortune?
I'll inherit it. Someday.
Well, call me when you've killed them all.
There were seven of them. Seven rich pricks. Between myself and $28 billion. If I were to prune a few branches of the family tree...
Wait.
That's how to make a killing.
So I've heard about this. Where is it out, first of all?
So it's right now, it's on Sky and Now, and you can rent or buy it there. It was in the cinemas, but it went into the cinemas at a funny time. I feel like when it was The Devil Wears Prada. There's some bigger hits. It's A24, so it's a big, big studio behind it.
Yeah.
But it came out around the same time, and Mother Mary, Anne Hathaway, they all came out around the same time, and they were very quietly promoted, like barely promoted.
So it got
and
lost.
And that's Glenn Powell and Margaret Qualley, who's Andy McDowell's daughter. You know, she's in a lot of things. So like they had a big cast, but it kind of went under the radar. And I remember thinking, thinking it was on my list of things to see in the cinema at the time, but there was a lot at the time that I was going to see. But now it's out in Sky and Now, so you can download it. So I watched it over the weekend, and it was that perfect bank holiday kind of film. It's a dark comedy. It's kind of funny. It's about a guy. He grew up. His mother was part of this massive billionaire family. She got pregnant at 18. They disowned her, told her to leave the house, never come back. She had to go, and she had to go and make her own kind of way. Then she got ill when he was very young. He was put into foster care. He's in New Jersey. He grows up. His family are in New York, this big state family. And he grows up. His mother tells him on her dying deathbed, make sure you get the life you deserve. Whatever it takes, get the life you deserve. Somebody puts in his head. There's seven of them. Kill them off. You're the last person in line. Get it.
Good inheritance fight.
And he does pluck them one by one by one by one. He goes the whole way. But it's funny. It's comedy. He doesn't take it too seriously. It's kind of narrated very well. Nothing too serious. I think there's a bit of a, I don't know if you love or hate the ending kind of thing, because it's just one of those things of as if. But a bit of entertainment. My favourite, an hour and 40 minutes in, out, yeah, done. Sunday night, Monday night, bank holiday, or just one of these evenings you just kind of want something nice. But yeah, it really went under the radar, but it was a nice quick hit.
So that's How to Make a Killing on Sky and Now. If you are looking for light entertainment, your Pod Squad recommendation this week.
I think I'm going to get a lot of for this podcast, but I'm ready for it.
Let's have a good show.
Have a good show. Don't hit my diamonds.
What I'm doing right now is pivoting into AI and tech. Imagine now using autonomous drones, machines.
Autonomous? Where do you get these words? Never had such a scholar on this podcast before. We're in a totally different phase.
Yeah, so that's Khloe in Wonderland, Khloe Kardashian's podcast. Okay. So obviously she has all her famous friends, her sisters on, but that's Tristan Thompson, her ex, her cheating ex. So she has him on this week. In fairness, I like her podcast because I like Khloe. I think she's the best personality. She's the best thing.
Is she the only one of the Kardashians
that has a podcast? Yeah, she is the only one right now. Kylie was on a podcast. I know, exactly. But she's all into conspiracy theories and all of that. So it kind of started that way, and true crime and all of that. So she started that way. But now she has on kind of her famous family and friends, and kind of, you know, she gets the out of them, I suppose, what other people wouldn't. But she has Tristan on this week, and it's an interesting one because she says at the very start of it, I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. Or not hate, but, you know, people are going to like, you know, Khloe, stop, go back. But they've kids together. So I think she always kind of says, you know, she tries to have the bit of respect there. But obviously he did her so dirty, but she goes in on him, but at the same time kind of carefully, that nothing too damaging that the kids could read about. But she did say, and he admitted, that she forced him to get a vasectomy and said no more fathering any kids unless it's her embryos, because apparently they have some together. So an interesting one, just a bit of entertainment. I was very interested because I am a big Khloe fan, so I will listen to anything she has. But yeah, she seems like the most patience of a saint, that woman.
Do you have to be a big Kardashian
and forgetful
fan now to listen to this podcast?
Well, no, because she does have, as I say, there's the kind of cross contamination that she's friends with all the other people in the bubble. And if you're kind of into the conspiracy theories or the true crime, she goes into a bit of that too. But as a Kardashian fan, as a Khloe fan, it's one that I love.
So that's Khloe in Wonderland. This is what I want to try and get my hands on. Right, we were talking about her concert in Paris next May, and now, due to overwhelming demand, she's announced additional dates, 10 new dates in Paris for May of next year. And I hope to God I'm wrong, but from a quick look earlier this morning, like, the tickets are humongous money.
They're
outrageous.
And they're
$600 plus.
They're also for people that have already signed up for the last tickets that didn't get them, and you have to kind of get an invite to actually be in to get these tickets.
Well, there is nobody in the world I would pay €732 to see. Nobody.
Really?
No, absolutely. That is outrageous money.
It is.
There's no one I'm paying that money for.
Okay, well, there is probably some people I would, but Paris and Celine, I maybe would. Or if I was a super fan, I probably would.
God, I don't know. You go and I'll watch your Instagram.
But no, I won't. I won't do that for that. I said there might be somebody that I might at some point. Yeah. But no, not this one. But I can see how a super fan would. But I don't think they should have to. That's ridiculous.
It's serious money. That's I was kind of hoping she might have announced
especially other... when there's 26 of them. Like, yeah. This is now 26. I also, I know I said this before and she's sick and it's really upsetting. But there's a lot of people I know, as I said before, that have bought tickets for her. And unfortunately, just the nature of it, it might be cancelled. So it's a lot of money to fork out if you're kind of not sure if they're even going to go ahead.
Finally, your event at home.
My event at home, Hell and Back, is on this weekend.
Go on.
And it's their biggest and best one, they say. And that's not just because I'm taking part. But I am taking part. And it's on this weekend, the 6th of June. It's in Wicklow. And it's, they said it's kind of going to be like Gladiators meets Fittest Families. Or that's what I'm imagining.
Right. Tickets still available?
My stomach dropped when I said that. There is tickets still available. A lot of people do it for charity. I'm doing it in aid of a friend that's sick. And a group of friends are doing it together. And it'll be a bit of crack. And it's one of those things that is a bit of crack. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend and maybe shake off whatever you're doing there at the bank holiday, you can get out, get a run. There's an 8K and there's a 13K. They say that it's actually accessible for anyone, like anyone that kind of has
more
any basic set. So yeah, if anyone's, there is tickets there if you want to get down and dirty.
Good stuff. Loads that we can't miss this week. Spins, Katie Gallagher. Thanks a million, Katie, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this Tuesday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.